Well, good morning. The text for our first preaching session this morning is Mark chapter 1 in verse 41. And we'll be focusing on these five words which speak of the willing Christ. I am willing, be cleansed. Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 42 reads this way. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Now this man was a leper and he was suffering from a degenerative skin disease for which there was no cure. Luke, the evangelist, who was also a medical doctor, tells us that the man was, quote, full of leprosy. He was a bad case. Now, we don't know how long our leper friend was in such a state, but he may well have suffered for years, even prior to Jesus' revelation as the Messiah of Israel. Then, the ray of hope, Emmanuel, God with us, had come. And the leper comes and he worships. He appeals to the compassionate one and he receives an immediate and complete cleansing from his skin disease. 2,000 years later, here we are proclaiming that this same Jesus will do the same for you in the spiritual sense. And he will cleanse you immediately and completely from your sin disease. Now our text is a picture of the sinner who realizes that he has a disease beyond human remedy and he receives instant cleansing of sin. This is the point of salvation. By its very nature, a permanent condition with guaranteed results that continue forever. As the scripture says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things, according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the great, to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Now our Lord himself says this, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. So friend, you come, and Jesus says, I am willing, be cleansed. You may ask, what kinds of sinners should come? Well, of course, those with humble, contrite, and repentant hearts. There are many kinds of sins. But I submit to you that there are only two kinds of sinners. Lost sinners and saved sinners. There are prideful Pharisees. There are angry men. There are adulterous women. Worldly wise men. Bitter old ladies. There are youths caught up in the idolatry of social media and the sin of homosexuality and gender confusion. But the difference between the two kinds of sinners, lost sinners and saved ones, is that lost folks hold on to their sin. But Christian folks, saved folks, are wise to release it and to find peace with God through the blood of his cross and to find identity in Jesus Christ. Get a whole generation of folks looking for identity. And I pray that all of us here, if we haven't found it already, will find our identity in Christ and be secure in that today. I ask you, are you a hard case? Or were you a hard case? Well, I was a hard case, being evil through and through, in thought, in heart, and in deed. But by no work of myself, I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And friends, so can you. Are there any children here? Any new to the faith? Any believers whose hearts are disposed to childlike trust in the Lord? Then Jesus has something to say to you. He has something to say to you, young man who raised your hand. And he has something to say to all of us. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them. And he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." As Christ has received you, friends, receive one another in the faith with the same grace, the same mercy, and the same love which Christ has shown to you. Recall the day when the good Lord said to you, "I am willing, be cleansed." This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from not some sin, but all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Friends, behold the willing Christ. He is so willing Yet he went to the cross. He died, was buried, and he rose again. And he comes to you this morning with a very reasonable proposition. And he says, come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. His willingness never goes away. It never expires. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So the question is this. Are you willing? If you are invested in the world or in your sin, consider where that will lead you. Is there a purpose to those things? Will they save your soul? So as we go into prayer, listen carefully to Christ's still small voice. And take his hand. You'll recognize it by the nail print. You hear him say, I am willing, be cleansed. Father, we thank you for your compassionate touch, for how you have reached out and how you continually reach out to such filthy sinners as we are. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your gracious and generous offer of salvation. And Lord, we recognize and we confess that you have been willing 100% of the time. But we have not always been as willing as we ought. So Lord, help us that we might be willing to receive the revival of spirit and heart through the truth of your word this very day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.